نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا وقال الله تعالى أيضا من أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى صدق الله العظيم وصدق المولانا الكريم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the ruling salam to our guide and mentor Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with a specific purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an objective. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left us alone. So after coming into this world, we don't have to search for a purpose of life like other faith-based people or people that are looking for a purpose of their existence. All that headache has been taken out from us. For that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our beloved guide and mentor, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ayah that he read, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, that today I have perfected your deen. And I'm happy with this deen of Islam for you as a way of life. We need to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khaliq, our Malik, our Creator, our Designer, our Inventor, fashioned this body. Now he's telling us that I know what is good for you. If you do this year, say salamat, this body will stay intact, everything will be fine, you'll be good. You start deviating from the manual, then there will be problems. We understand it simply with examples. You buy any commodity or item, comes with a manual. Today, nowadays, you don't even have just an app, something's downloaded. You can understand what's the purpose for it. Don't deviate. If it's a diesel vehicle, don't go and ask them, put in petrol. It's not going to work because you feel it. You're smarter than that. But it's not going to work. It's a simple example to understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this entire earth, designed everything that we can see and we can see. After that, He created all the creation, the makhlukat. And then, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ Allah created insan, that's us, in the best possible mold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. Insan, the best possible mode from all my creations. And then Allah didn't leave us alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us His beloved, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we don't go astray. We must understand that our arch enemy, Shaitan, has many years of institutional intelligence. When I say institutional intelligence, he's been around for far longer than we can even imagine. So he knows every way or every trick in the book to get us astray. So he made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his wrongdoing. قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ Allah, you led me astray. He did not acknowledge his own fault of being proud. So till the last moment, given an opportunity to make tawbah, he didn't. So he said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي You led me astray, so this is what I will do. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ He told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you send down your creation, I will waylay them. I will make sure they come off صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ He made it quite clear. No uncertain terms, what's his objective of his life, of his, put it, his existence. That I will take every single creation of yours, every insan, jinnat, to the fire of Jahannam. If it means I must attack them from the front, from the back, from the sides, I will do that to them. So our arch enemy has come down, he's long around, he knows how to trick us. and how to get us into His hand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for this purpose Anbiya alayhi salam, always to make sure that mankind understood what was the object of life, purpose of life, and how to fulfill that purpose, like that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. So respected brothers and elders, why I'm mentioning this, we need to understand what is the object of our life. What we can say, what's the primary objective of our life? That is to understand and recognize Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it quite clearly in Surah Al-Zariyat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I have only created insan and jinnat for my worship. We can't deviate from that. Sealed, contract signed, we even agree to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us in a realm when we went around, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Lord? قُولُ بَلَى We all said that. Yes, you are our Lord. So when we attest to this, means we will obey you. We will follow your commandments. So that is all sealed. We have to do that. Now we have shaitan as our enemy. We have all these challenges in front of us. The topic I'm going to discuss a little bit is the holidays, upcoming holidays. So first we need to know what's our primary objective. To obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in our life we have secondary objectives as well. So you'll all know that sometimes we have a goal, then sub-goals, short-term goals, long-term goals. Like that we have a primary objective and a secondary objective. Let's not lose sight of what is our purpose, our primary objective. Now, let's take an example of the holidays. Whole year we're working. Now is the time we're going to take our year-end holiday. And we want some, you know, the body needs to rest. You want to take the family out. We've been working morning to evening for so many months. Now we're planning our holiday. So what's the object of our life again? We said, to recognize Allah. Now let me tell you, I'm a teacher. I'll give you an example of a school. Right. You come to school, some of the boys, they think school was made for excursions. So that's all they can live for. You tell them soccer, they're at school. You tell them assessment, nobody is there. So what's happening? We were also at school. You look forward to the excursion. You want to be outside the class. Soccer, sports, PE, there's that. That's our object. But no, you're not paying fees for your son to go and play PE, isn't it? Imagine he went to school and he enjoyed all the PEs and he came back at the moment with a report card like most of them have collected that he's excelled at PE, but unfortunately they have to remain another year because he's done so well in PE. All of us will be unhappy with that situation. So, primary objective of sending our kids to school is to get an education. Yes, if he wants to, they want to, you know, fitness and all is important. I'm not saying we don't want the next Hashim Amla or somebody who is far on the horizon, the way CSA is going. So I don't think there's any Hashim Amlas coming up at the moment. But, primary objective, obey Allah. Now this learner is at school, he misunderstands his objective. Secondary objective he makes his most important aim. We also at school, all of us, the school of this world. And what's our lesson? We need to learn how to recognize Allah. So every day we at school, our free fees is the air that we breathe, the body that we've been given. Allah has given us for nothing. Nobody paid a down payment for those beautiful eyes. Take the eyes away and see how difficult life is. See how difficult. The greatest ni'mat of this body is your eye. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take that sight away. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ That person who turns away from the deen of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. نَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى We will raise him blind. This person will come on the day of Qiyamah, he will say, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ هَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى Oh my Lord, why did you take my eyesight away? Why did you make me blind? My whole life I could see. Now I come here, first thing I am blind. That ni'mah that we had for 50, 60, 70 years, you raised blind. Oh my Lord, why did you raise me blind? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, قال رب من أعرض عن ذكري فإنه له معيشة ضنكا ونحشر يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لما حشرتنا أعمى قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my remembrance and my warnings came to you one after the other, but you turned a blind eye. You know? Like, sometimes we make like we don't. I didn't know that was jayiz and impermissible. That's permissible. I didn't know. But it's okay. Say bismillah, it will go down. Or I'll just do it. You know, I didn't know. I can play dumb. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Not in this world. How can be an excuse in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You didn't know, you have to know. You're driving on this road here. There's no signboard to tell you it's 60. You got the license. Built up area, 60. We are Muslims. We're living here. We're insan. When we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't say, play dumb, play ignorance. You know, Allah, I didn't know. No, I'm so sorry. That's not an excuse. In this world, in court, nobody will accept it from us. How will it be acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Never. So, the secondary objective is, yes, we need to go on holidays. We need to go on holidays because we want some. It's not impermissible. It's permissible. We can go on holidays. You know, Hazrat Salman Farisi radiallahu ta'ala mentions in this hadith, وَإِنَّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَلِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَلِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. That indeed your Lord has some rights and duties that you have to fulfill. And your body as well, you have to fulfill some responsibilities. And your wife as well. And your family. فَآتِ كُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا أو كَمَا قَالَ. So give each one their rights. So if in our country this is the time that we take holidays, then so be it. Take a holiday. But it is not our primary objective. Don't be like that schoolboy who goes to school for PE. Don't live our whole 12 months and wait for the holiday. It's a secondary objective. It's not our primary objective. Our focus is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we mix up the two, then we'll be in big trouble. What will happen? All our year's effort. You know, in Ramadan, we hear the bayan, live your life like how you're in Ramadan. Then your 11 months will go fine. Performing salah, taraweeh, fasting, no vulgarities, no obscenities, no shamelessness, nothing in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because that's how we're supposed to live. Now we've got these 11 months, we come to December. And suddenly we let our guard down. I told you, shaitan is our arch enemy. He's got institutional intelligence. He's been doing this for so many years, we can't even count. We can't even count for how long he's been deceiving people. We think we can go up against him, not possible. Yes, we can use Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our shield. Then shaitan will never affect us. So we need to understand, holidays are part of our life. We're going to go on it. We need to make sure, first of all, not my primary objective, it's a secondary objective. If the eventuality comes that my holiday is cancelled, we shouldn't be sitting depressed. You know, like a big effort came, you know, somebody died in the family. I couldn't go on holiday. Unfortunately, nowadays, people make it like that. They can't afford a holiday. That's why we say, yes, go on a holiday. But keep a few things in mind. First thing, make sure it's affordable. Don't go out and take a loan because you want to go on holiday. Even worse, if you're going for Umrah and you're taking a loan. Putting yourself in debt. So, in this month, or this holiday season, what the people call the Sari season, there's many casualties. Many casualties. The first casualty, I would say, is our elderly. Sometimes they make you feel like they're a burden. You know, where are we going to leave them now? You know, the wife is here, the kids are here. Hey, where are we going to leave this? We can pose them on. Then we phone the brother. You know what? Whole year she stayed with me. They stayed with me. It's your turn now. No. I'm going. Last year they were with me. It's your turn now. The elderly are made to feel like they're a burden. Unacceptable. Especially when our primary objective is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our parents were there. The means for us coming into this world. And for 1-2 weeks of fun, we make them have that, you know, that feeling that they are unwanted. And we try to shun them here and there. Ideally, if we can take them with, alhamdulillah. If we can't, we work a system where they're not felt left out, or they're not felt like they're a burden, or we work out such that we're able to accommodate them. So they shouldn't be a casualty of our holidays. As Muslims, it's unacceptable. The second thing, the casualties in this time is the shamelessness and immodesty that happens. Bihayai. They call it the silly season. And as I said, I'm a teacher. And there's silly things happening for the last week here in Durban. And many of our Muslims have attended what we'll call the rage. We normally know a party happening for one night, two nights. This party is happening for 6 days. It's finishing tomorrow. And our learners, our kids are there. Our Muslim kids are there. Amazing how they've marketed it. You can buy a platinum black card. You know, lay off here, free transport there. Who's the main rappers here? Everything goes. So these are the casualties. Behayai, sin, you know, shamelessness, immodesty, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that come in this month, in this silly season. Whole year we obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we trying our best to, here we let our guard down. In the name of freedom, we tell our kids, now you're an adult now. Okay, you can go, but don't do this. Eh? Amazing how naive parents can be to allow their kids to book with no adult supervision, to say, you know what, only happens once. Let that one mistake hit you, you'll know it for the rest of your life. So, let us not become a casualty in the name of holidays to do things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others will call it the casualty of war, casualty of all these holidays. And there are solutions for that. There are solutions for that. You know, plan a holiday, plan well. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La aqlaqat tadbir." There is no intelligence like good planning. Plan well. Know where you're going. Be well informed. Know where your kids are. Know where you're going. The facilities, the type of activities. Now, we are in the masjid, the whole year we're going around, we say we're going to the resort. Okay, we'll be relaxing, send the kids for the activity. First thing, they have music. And for the non-Muslim, dancing and singing is part of the vibe. You can't, how are you going to have a function if there's no music blasting or something like that? Doesn't work for us. Plan well, think about these things. And then our kids are, we're leaving them there and we say, like, I don't know. Doesn't help. We need to understand what is our purpose and focus. So we plan our holidays, check the first facilities, where we're going. Salah, paramount. You can't forgo it. Why? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Because what we're finding difficult to do, salah will help us to do. We're finding it difficult to control our kids, put them onto salah. Yes, we don't want to be overly strict with them. Yes, be strict at salah time. If they do it diligently, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed salah stops a person from immorality and lewd acts and sin. So turn to the Quran's answer. Sometimes you'll tie them up at home. I was going to say one of the casualties is the places of vice. Nowadays, our homes can be turned into a place of vice. You know that smartphone with unlimited Wi-Fi, optic fiber, downloading and streaming, unlimited Netflix, yo. Guys are just like encrossed. Ask the kids, we teach them. And you think that's bad. The parents are also involved. They got their own shows they watch it. They're on Showmax. This one is on Netflix. What series you on? Season 6. You know, when we were in school, the movies was like 1.5 hour. Indian movies, we used to laugh and say 3 hours. Yes, who's going to watch an Indian movie for so long? Today they're watching a series that runs hours and hours and hours. That's our capital wealth. You know what's our capital wealth? Our life. Our life is made up of seconds and days. Hasan Basri rahmatullah says, Ya ibn Adam innaka antal ayyam. Oh, insan, you are just but a few days. Idha zahaba yawmun zahaba aduk. If a day goes, part of you has gone, has disappeared. That's what we made up. We made up of days and minutes and hours. Take out every minute and we're getting closer to our grave. And we're going to answer for what we are here. Our capital wealth. Start as a business person to start up something in his capital wealth. Allah has given us life. That's our capital wealth. We didn't pay for it. You have to use that capital wealth intelligently. You have to build a year after. Such a year after that you're going to be comfortable and set. Some people spend a whole 12 months, 11 and a half months for 1 7-day holiday. Put it all there. Now, nowadays, we don't choose a destination. The destination chooses us. You know why? Where's the selfie looks good? So I've been there. that uncle has been there, that one, my neighbor, no. I need to go to this place. Guys didn't want to go to Zanzibar in the past. Now we'll go to Zanzibar. You know, that beach, the other one hasn't been. Let me go take a beach on that boat there, and I send it out. We don't even understand our own foolishness. Really. We used to choose our own holidays. We're going to Cape Town, we're going here, there. Now the holiday chooses us. Amazing. I told you, when I said Shaitan has institutional intelligence, we don't understand it. He's so smart. And he's got so many people, agents, working for him for free. They're doing all his henchmen. So we need to be smart. We need to understand what are the challenges. We're allowed to go on holiday. You know, we can, this topic, we don't come up here and say, Maulana, you're not a soot guy. Yeah, once again banging us here. That. No, we also want to go on holiday. Whole year we're working. You know, one of the parents asked us last week, we want to tell him, let the kids stay at home, you know, there's no school. No, Maulana, you all look after them at school. We're paying school fees. They can't have them at home early. Why are you sending them home early? What are we going to do with them? Ah, it's not my kid. It's your kid. Now the parents are at the... They're shocked. You know, like, the reality hits them. This guy is going to be whole day at home for 6 weeks. I need to entertain him. I need to feed him proper. He's going to be sitting. How am I going to look after him? When he's off at school, he's like that. That's nice. Send him in the morning or send him in the morning. He come at night, I got it 2-3 hours, I come from work, something hours of school, everything at night, do your homework, and we go sleep. Now, I'm see him in the morning, come in after, I'm see him in the afternoon, come in at night. But don't get rid of them. In the name of, don't get rid of them. We have to be aware, fully informed, who's their company. Make sure we know who's their company. Don't be naive, thinking that they were their cousins. Sometimes their cousins don't mean well for them. Don't mean well for them. We've got too many stories we can share with you. Because we work with the students. We work with the people in the community. We've got too many stories. Good ones and bad ones. The bad ones are the more heartbreaking ones. Because the recovery from that is far longer. And far more depressing. So respected brothers and elders, we need to understand. Plan well for those holidays. Salah is paramount. Devices, we all have them. Now even the 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds have them. Limit that usage on that. Limit the usage. How? Don't take the phone. No, you take the Wi-Fi. Cut it off. So you don't have to beg and plead every night. Say, I want the phone. No, I don't. Daddy, you want to? No. Then it's like a... Because I do the same thing. Not now. I just need 10 more minutes. And you sit down. 1 hour is gone. You're still on the phone. You know. Just knock the Wi-Fi and tell him something wrong with Telkom. Blame it on Telkom. I'm telling you, it's the easiest thing. Because once the Wi-Fi is down, we also have souk. You know, this morning was load shedding here. We woke up for Fajr and there was load shedding in our area. But if it was in the middle of the day, no Wi-Fi, it would have been better. Yeah. Because that's all our kids want. Sadly, sometimes we also get caught up. You know, YouTube, someone said, we don't watch TV, but we watch YouTube. 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes, I said. But no, YouTube is smart. They know what I like. By the time I checked, it's 50 minutes gone because they sent me 10 other 5-minute videos. And in my full hardiness, I said, I'm only watching for 5 minutes. So I ended up watching for 50 minutes. These are the realities. These are the realities that we face. We need to become smart. We need to work together. Most of all, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him for assistance. Start the day with Fajr Salah. Own the morning. Own the morning, you will own the day. Own the morning. Wake them up for Fajr. Don't, if they sleep late at night, make sure they wake up. Tell him, I will not compromise. I go in Jamaat. The guy said, Maulana, we come with you in Jamaat. Can you take our, this thing that, what you call this? That power bank. And that they got this 1 terabyte. And plus, they can watch Super Sport also. So we'll come with you if you let us watch the soccer outside. So I said, okay, you come with me. You set up, if you're not there in the first of Takbirullah for Fajr, then you hate it, me and you. Unless you pick up and go home. Don't forgo Fajr. They must, all of us must wake up. Let them make zikr. If they can't make 100 times, let them make 10 times. If they can't read 1 paragraph, let them read 1 page. It must become a routine. And we have to sit with them, so they can see that I'm committed as well. I can't tell them, you sit and I'm sitting outside. And I'm not reading. And I'm not doing it. It don't help. They listen with their eyes. They listen with their eyes. You can shout them to how much you want. You don't do it, they're not going to do it. So respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. this silly season that's coming. Protect us from all those things that will take us away from the remembrance of Allah, that will change our future and our destiny towards Jahannam. Allah, protect us from all those things. We want to be on that road that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to put us on. We want to build such a Jannah that when I leave, I'm totally comfortable. I'm, you know, inhibited by all the other things that are happening around. I'm enjoying myself in the year after. Sometimes, and to think that there will be no issues in this world, then that person is a fool. We've been sent here as a test. Everything is going to test us. Our kids are going to test us. Our bosses are going to test us. Our neighbors are going to test us. We have Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a guide to handle each test. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us a deen that's complete. So in termination, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ أو كَمَا قَالْ. There are two bounties that many men are unaware or don't take full benefit of. They're ghafil of it. مَغْبُونَ, they're at a loss sometimes. الصِّحَة, good health. And الْفَرَاغُ, free time. Don't let this holiday of ours go away that it becomes a burden for us in this world and in the year after. Let us plan well. Let us enjoy our holidays. Allah keep us all safe. وَآخِرَ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ